CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of the original transmission on the RSGB's own website. So good morning, this is Sunday the 1st of March 2015. Here are the main news headlines. GB2RS broadcast from Germany to QSY. Train the trainers days in May and June. RSGB response to Ofcom UHF consultation. Starting next Sunday the 8th of March, the GB2RS transmission at 1040 metres from Germany will change frequency. Currently on 7.150 MHz, the new frequency will be 7.127 MHz. This change is being made to accommodate contest activity that competes for spectrum on the band. Our thanks to G3SIB/DJ0OK and M0DXM/DJ2XB for their continued support of the GB2RS news service. The 10:30 reading of the news from Stornoway by GM3JIJ will continue on 7.150 as normal. RSGB train the trainers days are for you if you are delivering training for the amateur examinations and do not already have a professional education background. The purpose is to give you some insights into how to prepare and deliver your material to improve the learning skill of your class and hopefully inject some fun into the experience for everyone. Train the trainers days are available to RSGB members and there's no charge. Places at each venue are limited, so apply soon if you're interested. The next Train the Trainers Day is on May the 9th in Norwich. In order to book a place, please email David, G7URP, at radio@dcpmicro.com. A further Train the Trainers Day will be held in Badsworth, Yorkshire, on the 13th of June. To book for that location, please email info@theradioclub.co.uk. The RSGB has prepared a response to Ofcom's call for input on a strategic review of the UHF spectrum at 420 to 470 MHz. You can read the response in full in the news section on the RSGB website. On the 26th of February, GB2RAF at RAF Nittishead Air Defence Radar Museum made contact with GB8ORE, a station commemorating the 80th anniversary of the radar located at the Birth of Radar Memorial Stone in Northamptonshire. The contact on 40 metres SSB at 1504 UTC was rather special as the museum curator exchanged a greeting message to and from Eddie Izzard, who was a special guest at the Memorial Stone. The contact was made possible by Terry G4PSH and Brian G8GMU. The event was reported on the local news. IARU Region 1 has realised issue 65 of the VHF-UHF microwave newsletter. It covers WRC-15, which could affect a number of amateur radio bands, such as the 5 MHz, 5 gigs, 10 gigs, 24 gigs and 77 gigs bands. You can read the newsletter at tinyurl.com/IARU-R1-VHF-65. Radio amateurs from Poland have created a diploma commemorating the SSTV activity from the International Space Station that celebrated the 80th anniversary of Gagarin's birthday. For more information, contact the coordinator via email to Kilo Oscar Radio Delta Yankee November Alpha Tango Oscar Radio dot Aris at gmail.com. That's coordinator, but spelt differently, dot Aris at gmail.com. As a subject, please mention SSTV 3ISS, your call sign and locator. A group of German radio amateurs have taken over a former broadcast transmitter and have been granted a commercial license for 10 kilowatts on 6070 kilohertz. As part of their programming, they'll be broadcasting GB2RS News. For more details, please go to the website at www.channelfigures292.de. That's www.channel292.de. During March, April and May, the Union of Radio Amateurs from Andorra, URA, will be arranging a series of events to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the organisation. For further information, visit www.ura.ad and click on 35th anniversary. There's an English version of the website. The Mid-Cornwall Beacon and Repeater Group tells us that 70 centimetres Beacon GB3 MCB is back on the air on its new frequency, 432.470 MHz. It's using an 8-element Yagi, at 1,050 feet ASL, beaming northeast towards the centre of the UK from IO70OJ. Reports are welcome at www.gb3nc.org.uk or at www.beaconspot.eu. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in America Hall de la Rue Way Pinot, Exeter, EX48PW, doors open 10:30, disabled, gaining access 15 minutes earlier, entry £2, trade stands and bring and buy. Details from Pete, G3ZVI, 07714198374. Also on the 1st of March, the British Vintage Wireless Society is holding a swap meet and auction at Harpenden Public Hall, South Down Road, Harpenden, AL51PD. Doors open 9:30, tickets from 9 a.m. The event is for members only, so contact Mike Barker on 01380860787 for more information. Next weekend, the 8th, the 30th Withall Radio Club Rally is held. It's at a new venue this year, the Withall Radio Club HQ at Withall Park, Silver Street, Withall, B476LZ. Doors open 10 a.m, disabled visitors gaining access half an hour earlier, admission £3. There'll be trade stands, catering and a licensed bar. Contact John 07428 055931 for more details. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of Radcom, the GB2RS News or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news this weekend, listen for GB0PAS on the air for Pontefract Astronomy Society. GB100BVU will be on the air from Llandudno, celebrating 100 years of St Dunstan's from the 6th to the 14th of March. If you have any news of future special event stations, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. The DX expedition to Robinson Crusoe Island, IOTA SA005, in the Juan Fernandez Archipelago is scheduled to run until the 4th of March. The multinational team comprises 23 operators from 7 countries using 3 Golf Zero Zulu Charlie. Z8D will be on the air from Ascension Island, AF003, until the 6th of March. Three operators will be focusing on the low frequency bands. FP/KV1J will be active until the 10th of March from Miquelon Island, NA032, and QSLs go via his home call. Michael PA5M will be signing 3X-ray Yankee 5 Mike from Guinea in West Africa until around the 10th of April. Marcel PD5MVH will use the special call sign PD38EU from Ameland Island EU038 until the 14th of March, including the ARRLDXSSB contest. QSL's PD5MVH, Directal Bureau. Howard WA2NHA will be on the air from Aruba, SA036 from the 1st to the 15th of March, with a CW-only station using P4-stroke call sign. QSL WA2NHA. Now for contest news this week, end is the CQ Worldwide 160 meter DX contest. It started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 27th and ends at its 48 hour run on the 1st. It's SSB only in the exchanges, signal reports and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. On Monday, the data leg of the 80 meter club championships runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs 1000 hours to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, a 144-432 megs contest runs for 24 hours from 1400 UTC on the 7th, using all modes in both bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also next weekend is the ARRL International DX contest running for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 7th. It's an SSB contest using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and transmitted power, with American and Canadian stations sending their state or province code. The first in this year's series of five low-band contests organised by the UK Microwave Group takes place on Sunday the 8th from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes 1.3 to 3.6 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 27th of Feb, we're now into March with the spring equinox just a few weeks away. With equal illumination on both hemispheres, this is traditionally a good time for north-south contacts on HF, such as the UK to South Africa and South America. A detailed analysis using VOCAP online shows a few more factors to consider when planning what bands to use. In February, a path from the UK to the eastern seaboard of the US had a 12% maximum chance of success on 10 metres, but in March you may need to drop down to 12 metres to make the contact. It's a similar story on paths to the west coast of the USA. In other words, 10 metre propagation to the United States is now on the wane as we head towards summer, but on paths to South America, 10 metres should be open with an 80 to 85% probability of success, pretty much as it was in February. If you're using a VOCAP-based prediction program, don't forget to change the smooth sunspot number to 62, down slightly from last month. And finally, we're not in the summer DX-HF doldrums yet, so there's plenty of DX to be worked. And don't forget the Commonwealth contest on the 14th and 15th of March. Now for VHF and up-propagation, this week the windy and general unsettled theme continues, but there are some quite positive signals for a large high to develop over Ireland midweek and slowly drift eastwards to be over the country by next weekend. These winter cold nights are not such strong providers of tropo initially, since the air near the surface is also very dry at first. However, as the high edges away to the east and declines slightly, there's a good chance of some moisture getting trapped under the temperature inversion, especially over western Britain as the weekend approaches. This may give another period of tropo to get March off to a good VHF-UHF start. As March goes on, the chance of early sporadic E events increases, as do the very rare north-south propagation on 50 MHz from the extreme southwest of the UK. We're still in the January to April lull in meteor showers, so keep looking for random meteor scatter contacts on the lower bands in the early mornings and aircraft scatter in the higher bands. The moon's declination is falling all next week, so UK EME operators will get increasingly shorter moon windows, and losses will reach a maximum on Thursday and Friday. And that's it this week from the propagation team, and that's it from me also until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.